Jack Shelley was a giant in the broadcast journalism industry, not just in Iowa, but throughout the whole country. He was respected by people who knew or anything about the history of broadcast journalism at all and his contribution to it, which was enormous on so many different levels. I met the man many years ago while I was working with RTNDA and as a board member or just a plain member, and then later through the leadership ranks. Jack was always somebody who was comfortable with who he was and never tried to impress anybody with what he had been. He was a man who enjoyed a hearty laugh, and his laugh will stay with me the rest of my life. That's one of the things I most remember about Jack, was how much he enjoyed life, how much he enjoyed being with other people, and how much he loved the broadcast journalism profession. Those three things that all went together formed a unique man, and I appreciated Jack Shelley for all of those things. But mostly I appreciated him because of what he brought to the profession of broadcast journalism. Jack was one of the 65 or so news editors, they called them that in those days, who gathered in Cleveland, Ohio in 1948 to found the nation's only organization that speaks exclusively for those of us who are in broadcast journalism. He was the third elected president of the organization in 1950. And even after he had finished his term as president, he continued to be a leader in the organization and in the profession for decades after that. I last saw him just a few years ago at the Iowa Broadcast News Association meeting and exchanged smiles and laughter with him there. He was a wonderful, wonderful man. And that is the thing I'll remember most about him, is the man that he was, the person that he was. His legacy, his record, is there for all to see. But if you didn't know Jack in person, you really missed somebody very, very special. He not only was a legend in Iowa broadcasting and a great leader nationally, he came from legendary stock. He came from the Shelley family, which is part of the Iowa legends. One of his ancestors was a young lady who kept the train disaster from being even worse than it was. Kate Shelley was one of his ancestors. So he kind of walked in the footsteps of legends as he created legendary status for himself. His role in covering World War II, in those days local radio stations would send reporters to the theaters of war, and they would report back on local folks. He once told me that wherever he was covering things for the military during World War II, he would always give out a shout sooner or later, "Is anybody here from Iowa?" And lo and behold, he would always find somebody there from Iowa. And that meant that he always had a story to tell the people back home. He told me about the time that he recorded the interview with the crew of the Enola Gay shortly after they got back to Tinian after dropping the bomb on Hiroshima. He was then stunned to see that the old wire recorder that he'd been using had snarled the wire very early on. And in those days, if a wire recorder jumped the heads, the recording heads, and started to snarl, there was nothing you could do with that wire because it was so fine you could never unwind it straight and then get it back on the reel. He was afraid he had lost this valuable interview, but he snipped off the damaged part, threaded it back through that machine, and learned that all he'd really lost was the countdown to the feed that he was going to make back to WHO. That recording of that interview still exists, and it's available on the Internet in several places. Jack Shelley told some great stories, but Jack Shelley was a story himself, and I am honored to have known that man because he meant so much to the profession. He meant so much as a founder of the organization that represents our profession, and he was an example that I think all of us should strive to be when it comes to being a journalist. Fair, honest, direct, and a man who stood for the best that we can be as professional journalists. I'm going to miss Jack Shelley, and the thing that will always be with me is what he was and what he meant as a human being, as a journalist. His character survives him, and his character as a person and as a journalist will outlive his corporal body. So to Jack Shelley, I say thanks to all that he was and all that he has meant to all of us. We are richer for having known him, and we are richer for being in a profession that he helped create.